Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording. Saba blessing everyone on this blessed Sabbath, October 28, 2017. We are continuing our review with chapter 50 entitled Among Snares, and this is part 5. Our opening song is a scripture song from Psalms 40, verse 8, and it goes like this. I delight to do thy will, O God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done, there is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness, breathe on me breath of the living God. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name.
If we could all kneel, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for this field to have this blessed day. We thank you for this field to wake us up this morning. We thank you for this field to have even another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our conflicts.
Hello?
We pray to each other. We pray that you may be able to let us be strong and over the courage. Be with us as we have yet another blessed Sabbath. Be with us as we continue into praising you and keeping giving all our worship unto you. Let us remember that you are always there to help us in whatever the troubles that we have. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities, now Christ like spirit. To us, we always keep in mind everything that you've given us. That's in everything that we've learned. I pray that you may be able to only use my mouth to speak to the children of the playground, that they may be able to be worshippers of you, and so their parents as well. I also pray that you may be able to also keep on doing the best you can to giving your word out, letting people know who you are and what they must do to be saved. Let us be able to overcome all the temptations that the devil may use against us. Let us be able to keep on being obedient, unselfish, noble, reverent, and kind in our hearts. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being in the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. Our opening scripture is taken from John chapter 8, verse 10, from the King James Version, and it reads, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the women, he said unto her, woman, where are those thy accuser? Has no man condemned thee? This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue our review with the end of part 5 of our lesson entitled Among Snares in our study book, The Higher Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verse.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Thank you for the prayer from last week. My shoulder feels a lot better. I feel like nothing ever happened. Praise the living God. We on page 462, John 8, 9. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the elder, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. John 8:11. She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee."
Then spake Jesus, John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Amen. John 8:13. The Pharisees therefore said to him, "Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true."
John 8:14. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go." John 8:15 says, "Judge ye after the flesh. I judge no man." John 8:16 says, "And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me." And verse 17 says, "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover, dear ones, pages 461 through 462. We are in Desire of Ages, page 461. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 461. He had not set aside the law given through Moses, nor infringed upon the authority of Rome. The accusers had been defeated. Now the robe of pretended holiness torn from them, they stood guilty and condemned in the presence of infinite purity.
Desire of Ages 461. They tremble. They tremble lest it is hidden, the iniquity of their life should be laid up open to the multitude. One by one, with bowed head and downcast eyes, they stole away and leave their victim with the piety of Savior. Leaving their victim with the piety of Savior. Desire Ages 461, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, and also mommy and daddy, and also our guests. How were the accusers of our Savior defeated? And why did they tremble? And what was their reaction right after their defeat? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they stood guilty and condemned in the presence of infinite purity. He had not set aside the law given through Moses, nor infringed upon the authority of Rome. Unless the hidden iniquity of their lives should be laid open to the multitude, and one by one, with bowed heads and downcast eyes, they stole away. Jesus arose, and looking at the woman, said, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go, and sin no more." Desire Pages, page 461, paragraph 5.
Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus say to the woman as he arose? And what was the woman's response as well as Savior's? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Looking at the woman, he said, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more."
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 37 and 38, on the King James Version. And it can be found in the scripture singer song in the section Character Building.
Judge not and ye shall not be judged, condemned, not in me, shall not be condemned. Forgiven, he shall be forgiven. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men get into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet, it shall be
given to you again.
Luke chapter 6,
Luke chapter 6, verse 30.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of
Ages. Desire of Ages, page 462. The woman had stood before Jesus, cowering with fear. His words, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone," had to come to her as a death sentence. She dared not lift her eyes to the Savior's face, but silently awaited her doom. Next slide, please. In astonishment, she saw her accusers depart speechless and confounded. Then those words of hope fell upon her ear. "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Her heart was melted, and she cast herself at the feet of Jesus, sobbing out her grateful love and with bitter tears confessing her sins. This is Desire of Ages 462, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What was the reaction of the woman as she stood before Jesus? And what were his words as she silently awaited her doom? And one more, dear ones, and in astonishment, what did she see her accusers do? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. The answer is, she was cowering with fear. His words was, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone." And they depart speechless and confounded. Amen.
Amen. Another question, dear one. What were the words of hope that fell upon her ears from the Savior's lips? And what was her response to such love poured out towards her from Jesus? If you know the answer to the question, dear one.
The answer is, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." She dared not lift her eyes to the Savior's face, and she cast herself at the feet of Jesus, sobbing out her grateful love, and with bitter tears confessing her sins.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 162. This was to her the beginning of a new life, Amen. A life of purity and peace, devoted to the service of God. In the uplifting of this fallen soul, Jesus performed a greater miracle than healing the most grievous physical disease. He cured the spiritual malady, which is unto death everlasting. This penitent woman became one of his most steadfast followers. With self-sacrifice and love and devotion, she repaid his forgiven mercy. Desire of Ages, page 162, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what was the evidence of the woman's beginning of a new life of purity and peace devoted to the service of God? And what was a greater miracle done than the healing of the most grievous physical disease that Jesus performed? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up. Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 15 from the King James Version.
If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Ezekiel 33:15.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 462.
Amen. In his act of pardoning this woman and encouraging her to live a better life, the character of Jesus shines forth in the beauty of perfect righteousness. While he does not palliate sin, nor lessen the sense of guilt, he seeks not to condemn but to save. And on the slide, it says, Jesus shines forth in the beauty of perfect righteousness. And there's also a verse from John 3:17, King James Version, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. And continuing on the next slide. The world had for this erring woman only contempt and scorn. But Jesus speaks words of comfort and hope. The sinless one pities the weakness of the sinner and reaches to her a helping hand, while the hypocritical Pharisees denounce Jesus bids her go and sin no more. Desire of Ages, page 462, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What shined forth from Jesus in his act of pardoning this woman and encouraging her to live a better life? And what did the world and our Savior have for this erring woman? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, bubble up.
The character of Jesus shines forth in the beauty of perfect righteousness. While he does not palliate sin nor lessen the sense of guilt, he seeks not to condemn but to save. And the world had only contempt and scorn, but Jesus speaks words of comfort and hope.
Desire Ages 462. It is not Christ's follower that with averted eyes turn from the erring leaving them unhindered to pursue their downward course. Those who are forward in accusing others and zealous in bringing them to justice are often in their own lives more guilty than they. Next slide, please. Continuing Desire of Ages 462. Men hate the sinner while they love the sin. Christ hates the sin but loves the sinner. Amen. This would be the spirit of all who follow him. Christian love is a slow to censor, quick to discern, penitence, and ready to forgive, to encourage, to set our wanderer in the path of holiness, and to stay in his feet, therein. Amen. Desire of Ages 462, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What is said of those who are forward in accusing others and zealous in bringing them to justice? And how is Christian love described in obedience to Christ, saying he hates the sin but loves the sinner? And are his followers to have the same spirit? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, they are often in their own lives more guilty than they. Men hate the sinner while they love the sin. Christian love is slow to censure, quick to discern, penitence, ready to forgive, to encourage, to set the wanderer in the path of holiness. Amen. And yes, this will be the spirit of all who follow him. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy book, Ministry of Healing. And that is located in page 487, paragraph 2.
If Christ dwells in us, we shall be patient, kind, and forbearing, cheerful amid frets and irritations.
Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful, unless we become co-workers with Him, those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. Ministry of Healing, page 487.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Encouraging Quotes. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our first section of our review. And we ask all the little ones to come very close because it's story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to continue.
It's story time. the story now is In Winning, In Soul Winning. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Who said that, and to whom did he say it? By the way, that's Matthew 4:19. Jesus was asking his disciples to come with him and learn to be missionaries. Wouldn't that be fun today to be asked to go with Jesus and learn to be workers for him? Jesus expects very much of the youthful soldier of his army. Youthful soldiers of his army. And let it be your determination or goal that you will not disappoint your captain and leader. Did you ever disappoint your mama? That means you didn't do what she expected. You are to wear his armor. Armor is to protect us from sin. To be marshaled under his banner. That means follow him. And become co-workers with him, or working with him, in conquering his enemies and extending his kingdom. You cannot betray sacred trust, that means disappoint Jesus, without imperiling your soul. To do so, you may lose heaven. You are to be found loyal and true, obedient to every word of command, that means we do what Jesus asks us to do, presenting to others the highest motive to action. You do it because it is right. I lost my place. Okay. And showing them the attractions of the service of Christ. You get to work for Jesus and he rewards you with eternal life. That's the attraction. You are to show forth his praises, the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What's marvelous light? That is the gospel. And the gospel is a story of Jesus' life and work for our salvation. Those who have experienced the love of Christ cannot be idlers in the master's vineyard. An idler is a lazy person. Now you are lazy, are you? They will see opportunities for helping others in their steps to Christ. Partaking of Christ's love, they will labor for the souls of others. You can pray for them and give them Bible studies. Let every soul copy the pattern or be like Jesus. And become missionaries in the highest sense, winning souls for Jesus. To be a missionary, you don't need to go to a foreign land. You can be a home missionary. Telling your neighbors about Jesus' love for them. In view of what Christ has done for us and what he suffered for sinners, we should, out of pure, disinterested love for souls, imitate his example by sacrificing our own pleasures and conveniences for their good. That means you go out of your way to help someone else. The joy set before Christ which sustained him in all his sufferings was the salvation of poor sinners. This should be our joy and the spur of our ambition. Give us a greater desire to help in the cause of our Master, that's Jesus. In so doing, we please God and manifest or show our love and devotion to him and his servants. He first loved us and withheld not from us his beloved Son, but gave him from his bosom or heart to die that we might live. Love, true love for our fellow men, evinces or shows love to God. Those who are in vital or living contact with Christ will manifest it in their actions. They will win souls for Christ and bring sheaves to the heavenly garner. Sons and Daughters of God, page 150. And our verse again says, And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4:19. Jesus was asking the disciples to come with him and learn to be missionaries.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Jim. Dear ones, we have come to the end of our Sabbath blessing review. But if any one of the little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to be able to close with prayer, bubble up.
If we go and kneel again and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for having us be. Our Father, we thank you for having us be able to have this blessed study. We thank you for, we thank you for the blessed day that we're having. We pray that you may be able to keep on studying more and more and learning more about you and keep on helping others to learn more of you as well. I pray that you may let us be strong and have the courage. We thank you for helping us if we're ever sick or hurt. We pray that you may be able to keep on helping us more as many times as we need. I pray that you may be able to also let us be able to keep on keeping your Sabbath holy and keep on learning what we can in order to spread the gospel to any person who needs to learn it or understand it most. Let us be able to keep on showing love, compassion, and mercy, and kindness. Let us be able to also be strong and be faithful. Let us be able to also keep on having you in our hearts. Let us be able to avoid all the temptations that Adam may use against us. Let us be able to always be aware of the places we go, or what we see, or what we do, or what we say, or what we think. We love you, Lord God. Look forward to being the day when we're set free from all the sins that we have struggled against. And we pray that you may be with our brethren who are all in the other parts of the world. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So next week we will continue with our review, but it will be a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our study book, The Sky of Ages. We pray and hope that you will bless, dear ones. May you all have a rest and bless of this Sabbath. Welcome back, dear Sister Francine. God bless everyone.